Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the Believer's Authority was recorded at our 2009 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
But I am not separated from God. He will never leave me nor forsake me. And I am somebody in the Lord, and I do have the power of God, and I can heal the sick and raise the dead and open blind eyes. And some of you are thinking, I would never say that. Well, it won't work for you. And if you just continue to ask God to please move, you're going to die. And God loves you. I'm not mad at you, and God's not mad at you. You don't have to understand what I'm talking about to go to heaven. Matter of fact, you can get there quicker if you don't understand what I'm talking about. Because you aren't going to have any power working in you, because you just are sitting there emphasizing who you aren't and what your flesh is like and how you are a nobody without God, instead of recognizing that you've been born again and changed. Amen or oh me. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we don't know who we are. We don't know what we have. We're going around as beggars, pleading with God. You know, praise God for His mercy. Praise God for the mercy of God. If I was God, after going to all of this expense, sending my Son, writing this Word, sending the Holy Spirit and all of these promises that say, by His stripes you were healed, it's already done, you go heal the sick, and then people come up and go to saying, oh God, we can do nothing. Would you please heal this person? If I was God, I'd turn us all into a pile of ashes. I mean, a spirit of slap had come all over me. It's actually love. When you pray and are pleading and crying and screaming and begging with everything you've got and you hear nothing, that's love. If He was to answer us according to our foolish prayers, we'd be in big time trouble. Big time trouble. I really believe that sometimes the Lord, if He could be confused, would be confused. Like, I know I told them. It's in here someplace. I know I told them. I gave them power. You go heal the sick. Didn't I tell them that? Isn't that in there? Somebody go find where this is. Amen. Boy, that would be discouraging. That would be really discouraging. Brothers and sisters, there's not very many people who have taken their position in Christ and are taking their authority. We're intimidated. We're sin conscious. We're constantly feeling that we are unable to flow in the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody might think, well, maybe a preacher or something can do that. But you could never do it. See, again, you don't understand the grace of God. It's not according to anybody's goodness or holiness. If you are the sorriest saint in this room, you have greater power than death, sickness, disease, poverty. You have rights and privileges. And it's not right. You don't have to sit there and let any failure on your part disqualify you. That's the reason you pray in the name of Jesus. You get it on what He did, not based on what you've done. And you know, I've struggled some to understand how we could be so dull. And you know, I don't mean this in a bad way, but I'm just trying to get my point across. But I can guarantee you, I'll preach my heart out tonight. I'll say everything I can think of to make this point. And I can guarantee you, without exception, after this service is over, somebody will come up, oh, I'm just dying. I can't do anything. Would you please pray for me? Just like I haven't said a word. It happens every time. And it's frustrating. And I've wondered about God. You could draw people a picture. You could yell at them. You can grab them by the shoulders and shake them, and people just do not get it. And I've wondered about what's going on. And you know, there's two things that I can think of. One of them is traditions and doctrines of man. Matthew 7:13 makes the word of God of none effect. Most people do not let the Word of God affect what they believe very much. They don't let the Bible get in the way of what they believe. They believe this because this is the way it's been forever, and this is the way it's done in church, and this is the way that my grandma did it, and it's just the way it's done. That's traditions and doctrines of man, and it just kills the power of the Word. And then a second thing over in, I think it's 2 Thessalonians, it says, because they didn't believe the truth when they had it, in the end times, God is going to send a strong delusion so that people will just be damned. In other words, there's going to come a time where His Spirit will quit dealing with people because the end times are ramping up, the Antichrist is coming, and He's just literally going to take away the revelation and the conviction of His Holy Spirit so that they wanted to do it their way. All right, you're on your own. And it's one of those two things, or possibly a combination of the two. It's either traditions and doctrines of man, or we are living so much in the end times that people are blinded to the truth because this is just so obvious. You know, I've already used about a dozen or two dozen scriptures that are just so contrary to our religious culture today. And yet again, most people don't let this influence them very much. I know that this is totally different than anything I've ever heard, but you know what? I believe this the rest of my life. I had one woman tell me, I says, I was born a Methodist and I'm going to die a Methodist. I said, lady, you have. You are dead. I'm not against Methodist. I'm not against any group. I'm just saying that, you know what? The Word of God ought to be absolute in our life. Romans chapter 3 verse 4 says, yea, let God be true and every man a liar. If this is what the Word says, then I don't care if grandma, grandpa, anybody has done it a different way. What does the Word say? The Word says, you shall receive power. You now have power over all the force of the enemy. You heal the sick. You cleanse the lepers. You raise the dead. You speak to your mountain. It'll obey you. You resist the devil. He will flee from you. Not flee from God. He'll flee from you. It's God's power, but it's on the inside of you. He will flee from you. If you don't stand up and take your authority, you're going to lose the battle. And brothers and sisters, this is where most people are missing it. They believe God can do anything. He has done nothing, but maybe if I pray and hold my mouth just right, and if I'll fast, or if I'll study the Word, or if I'll do this, then He will respond to me. I'm telling you that Christianity is not what we can get God to do. It's what Jesus has already done. It's a finished work. It's accomplished. And all you got to do is find out what He's done, believe it, and then reach out and take it. You know, when I was a kid, I was just 8 years old, we had a vacation Bible school in our Baptist church. And there was about 600 people in the 600 kids in this vacation Bible school. And normally, my family had our own pew right down here on the front row. I mean, we were like skunks. We came to church and sat in our own pew. And so normally I had to stay right down here on the front row, but because we were in these groups, they marched us in according to the group that we were in, and they had me on the very back row of this church. And so this guy got out and he lifted up this $1 bill. Nowadays, kids probably wouldn't go for a $1 bill, but back, that would have been, man, that's a long time ago, do you know? Man, that's 52 years ago. 52 years ago, a dollar was worth something. And anyway, he held up this dollar bill and he said, I'll give this dollar bill to the first kid that comes up here and takes it. And instantly, there was 20 or 30 kids just around him and they were all jumping and saying, I'll take it, I'll take it, I'll take it. And he just kept his arm up like this and ignored all of them. And he said, I'll give this dollar bill to the first kid that comes up here and takes it. And some more kids came up there and everybody was wondering, what's going on? Every one of them wants it. And he just kept his arm up. And finally, it hit my lightning fast mind what this guy was saying. And I got out, ran down the aisle, jumped up on the platform. And this guy had his arm up in the air and I grabbed his arm and climbed up his side, and I reached up there and grabbed that dollar bill. And he said, All of you wanted it, but only one of you took it. And then he used that to illustrate salvation. He said, Jesus has provided salvation, but you have to take it. You can't ask for it. You know that the scripture does not teach you to ask God to save you. We use that and say, ask Jesus to come into your heart. That's not what the Bible says. 16th chapter of the book of Acts, I believe it's verse 31 or 32. The Philippian jailer said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And Paul didn't say, well, ask Jesus to forgive your sins and come into your heart. He said, believe on the Lord Jesus and you shall be saved. You don't have to ask Jesus. Jesus has already died for your sins. He's already paid for them. You don't need to ask. Now, it's not completely wrong if by asking it's just a polite way of reaching out and taking what's already yours. But technically, the scripture doesn't say ask Jesus into your heart. It says believe on the Lord Jesus and you shall be saved. Whosoever will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Romans 10:9. It doesn't tell you to ask. You can't just, oh God, please save me. Oh God, would you please intervene? No, you have to find out that Jesus has already died. It's already provided. Now, are you going to reach out there and take salvation? Are you going to use some faith and believe and take your authority and receive what Jesus has provided for you? Or are you going to beg and ask him to do something that he's already promised he's done? And see, it's the same thing with healing. It's the same thing with prosperity. Brothers and sisters, it's done. I've got a teaching out there entitled, You've Already Got It, So Quit Trying to Get It. And it's the same point that I'm making right here. God's already done it. And yet,
that's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Believer's Authority. The Believer's Authority is available for the very first time in book form and can be ordered through bookstores nationwide. Or you can receive a copy when you send a gift of any amount for the work of this ministry. Request book R327 when you write or call or when you go to our website. A Spanish version is also available. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series RM234 or DVD series R3205 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I know that many of you are getting your life changed through these little programs, and it's just making a huge impact. Could you imagine what it would be if you were to sit under the teaching of God's Word like this 4 hours a day, 5 days a week for 2 years? You know, that's basically what our Bible college is. And it's even enhanced because it's not just me teaching. You get other powerful ministers that come through. And you also get mentoring, personal mentoring. We spend a lot of time with our students. So I would like to encourage you that if you would like to go deeper and further, you need to get involved in our Charis Bible Colleges. There's many ways to take advantage of that. If you'd call, they'll share with you about how you could join today.